Physical therapists are always looking for more ways to serve their community and ultimately their patients. Keyed up and queued up, ready to go on the line today, is Anita Davidson, who is the owner of Creative Rehab. She's got an idea that I think you'll find interesting. Stay tuned for this next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
As I said, on the line today is Anita Davidson, and she is the owner of Creative Rehab in Illinois. Is it Gurnee, Illinois?
We have clinics in both Gurnee and Libertyville, Illinois.
All right. So, and for those of you who are not familiar with the Midwest, that would be what? Just kind of in between Chicago and Milwaukee, correct?
Midway between, yes.
All right. Well, Anita, welcome to PT Talker. Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us today.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for letting me come on. Anytime I get a chance to talk about my patients, I'll take it.
Yes, and it's interesting. You have created now a program, a screening program, where you are taking care of the high school-aged athletes. I suppose there's no qualification, but probably that's the largest group. High school-aged athletes where you are passionate about trying to identify potential problems. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's something that we've really worked on over the years because we've seen these athletes come in earlier and earlier, and actually beyond the high school range, we're seeing kids that are coming in grade school and middle school. And so we're focusing even more in those age ranges to see if we can't try to prevent them from having some of the major injuries that lead to surgeries by the time they get to high school. So we've been looking at and developing a functional sports screen that really looks at the athlete as a whole and identifies some of the key areas that might set them up for an injury. So it's really fun because we get to work with a lot of different kids and we get to work with different sports teams to try to help them enhance their play but also reduce their injuries.
Right. Now, I'll bet there's probably a lot of our listeners out there who are saying, we do something similar, but you've got a whole program set up. Kind of walk us through what this might look like.
Well, it kind of can go on two different tracks. We can have the individual that hears something about us or, comes to one of the health fairs that we participate in or sees our literature and contacts us and says, my son or my daughter is having some trouble. Can you take a look at them? And we can go through a free screen of about 30 minutes, and we'll kind of test them from the foot all the way up through the rest of their body. We want to look at the stability, we want to look at their mobility, and we also want to look at how are they able to function in three planes of motion to support their sport. So we can look at them and get an idea of what their functional level is, and then we can give them a few exercises to kind of get them started. Or if they have a situation where they're at critical risk, where they're very unstable or they already have an early injury, we can direct them to the physician for possible additional therapy or medical intervention. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we can also work with a team and come in and bring in a number of therapists and do a screen across the board for an entire team and do that specific for that team and make sure that we're addressing things that they've had recurrently.
Yeah, I feel like I've got just a million questions, but let's stick to what I think our listeners are going to be interested in. Does this require some special training on your part, or do you feel you were well prepared from your training as a physical therapist to intuitively understand this, and what kind of equipment is used? What has to happen here?
In terms of equipment, you don't need any equipment. If you've got the athlete's body weight in the floor, you're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
In terms of training, my clinic has really integrated a lot of the concepts that Gary Gray has been teaching over the years.
Sure.
As far as triplane function.
And Gary has been a guest on PT Talker, so he's a friend of PT Talker. So
I saw that, yeah. And he is someone that I have every new staff member that comes into the company, they have to go to his course.
Good for you.
It's kind of a base.
Yes.
So we use a lot of those tenets, looking at those three planes of motion and looking at the combination of mobility and stability.
Okay. And I'm sure there's just an ongoing learning process as you identify or run into situations you can build on your knowledge base, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more you understand the sport, you know, the easier it is to try to pick those things out.
Yeah. Now, okay, now, so what are some of the common and is it basically high school-aged athletes? Would that be the majority?
You know, and actually, as I said, we're getting more into the junior high.
Okay.
So the high school is important, but by then a lot of them have already started to, you know, tear their ACLs or have multidirectional instability, those types of things, or recurrent sprained ankles.
Okay.
So as we're getting more of the junior high kids, we're able to identify earlier, which it makes them much, much faster as
right.
in terms of any rehab they need.
Right. And what are some of the things that you're seeing that would that maybe are things that have surprised you, or but just things that you're seeing that are repeating more often than some of the unusual stuff?
I think one of the things that I've learned and we've kind of seen as a surprise is that athletes will come in a lot and say that they're tight. Mm-hmm. They'll complain of tight muscles, and they say they stretch all the time, but they're tight. And what we find is that really they're unstable. They don't have enough stability or strength through the muscles to control the joint, so their body is constantly in a protective mode. So when we can explain that to them and teach them some things to increase their stability, that sense of tightness can reduce.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the key learnings that anybody can take across the board, because
mm-hmm.
we've always, you know, pushed flexibility, but with young kids, flexibility is rarely the problem. It's usually the strength.
Right. Right. So do you believe then, how long have you been doing this now?
We've been offering, our first sports screen process, I think, was in 2002. So it's
okay.
been about 10 years
so quite
that
a
we've
while.
Been offering this.
Yeah. And how do you think this has affected the standing of your clinics in the community, and how has it helped you strictly from a business standpoint?
I think it definitely has enhanced our position in terms of being able to interact and offer something to different sports teams, as well as our adult patients that have student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows us to broaden in from a patient referral base much, you know, very nicely as we've been able to expand into this more. So it gets us a chance to develop relationships with younger patients who then, if they do have a problem down the road, they're going to come back to us.
Right. And I would think the stakeholders in the community, the coaches and the physicians, would view you probably in a different light as a trusted resource, mm-hmm. as, you know, trying to the prevention type of approach that you're taking, I would think, would be very well received.
Surprisingly, it depends on the coach. I have some coaches that are very open and interested in having any information or additional support. Other coaches kind of feel that they already have it sewn up and that they really don't need any outside support.
Uh-huh.
So it depends a lot. There is a political issue with that, and so anyone looking at doing sports screens, just I would encourage them to be aware of that and to try to develop personal relationships with those coaches
yeah.
to help
yeah.
that process.
Yeah. Now, on the functional side, you're doing this as a kind of like a community service or an outreach program, so there's no specific fee for the actual testing?
For the 30-minute sports screen, we do that at free of charge.
Okay.
As a service. If someone wants a more in-depth evaluation, then we have a nominal fee of
yeah.
about $50.
Okay. And give us just an idea of some of the things that you're how the testing is going. Am I running a sprint? Are you somehow doing brake testing or muscle brake testing, or what are you doing?
What we really want to do is look at the athlete's ability to control his body eccentrically, to be able to work with and against gravity. So we're going to be doing things like looking and see if they're standing equally on both feet. What happens when they reach across their body with their arms? Do their hips move? Does their trunk move? Do their feet stabilize? And then do the same thing if they're balancing on one foot. Can they do it?
Yeah.
And can they control that movement? Can they even use it? And then move in different positions, and then progress to a sport-specific. For instance, for a volleyball player, we definitely do a series of hop tests
mm-hmm.
and jump tests and see what happens as they come back through gravity
yeah.
and can they control it.
Very good, very good. Now, you've been you've had your own private practice since 1998, but have been a practicing physical therapist for 28 years now, I think you told me off the air. But let me just kind of get some of your views. How is business right now? How do you view the future of physical therapy?
Well, business has been different over the last couple of years with the economy. I think in all my years of practicing, this is the first time that major change in the economy has affected healthcare so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very, very excited about possibilities in the future as we look to more cash-based types of services, as well as looking at more of the prevention and really getting out there in that role to try to help prevent injuries, to help with the cost of health care and reduce those injuries. So I'm excited about where we can go. I believe that it really is going to come out to the quality at the end of the day, and who's able to look at the person as a whole and incorporate mind-body, looking at function, and being able to really return people in a way that is at value added to their lives, mm-hmm. and not doing the basic things that have been taught or used throughout the years.
Yeah, you're definitely you're promoting a mindset that is starting to become mainstream in physical therapy, trying to get to that wellness model.
Yes, and I tell my patients, I want to help them transition from being a patient to being in a wellness capacity and getting on with their lives, where they don't have to look at things for injury remediation, but they're looking at the future injury prevention, and that they become their own best therapist, so that they understand the why, so they can do the what most successfully, so they don't have to come back to see me.
Sure.
But I'm more than happy to see them if they need me.
Sure, sure. Good for you. Good for you. Anita Davidson, owner of Creative Rehab Physical Therapy in Gurnee and Libertyville, Illinois, since 1998. Congratulations, Anita. It sounds like you have a very successful practice.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate being on, and I can only do it because I have a phenomenal staff.
Good. That's great. So like a true owner and a visionary. So that's wonderful. Anita Davidson has been our guest today. She has been our expert, and we bring you an expert each and every week. Happy to do so, sponsored by Advantage Medical. So we'll just remind you that it is free to sign up at pttalker.com, and would love it if you'd share the good news with your peers, because we hope that each and every week we are providing information that will help you to help someone get well today. So this is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.